We're now at Haridev Mandir, very close to the bank of Manasi Ganga. There are a number of very special parts or places here in this Manasi Ganga area. And I'll start with describing the history of how Manasi Ganga appeared first. According to Garga Samhita, Vasishtha Muni had a very famous Kamadhenu cow, transcendental, wish-fulfilling cow. And different impure persons at different times wished to have that cow. And they got themselves in big trouble. And one of them was a demon named Drumila. Drumila had a sneaky plan. He disguised himself as a brahmana. He came to Vasishtha Muni's ashram and begged from some charity. He wished to have Vasishtha Muni's cow. Vasishtha Muni had special powers, one of which was he could understand the fraud or the pretense of Drumila, and he cursed him, said, "You're not a brahmana, you're a demon. And you desire this cow, then I curse you. You become a calf." So Drumila reappeared as a demon named Vatsa, or Vatsasura, one of the demons that Kamsa sent to Vrindavan to try to kill Krishna. And Vatsasura's plan was, Sariputta calls shape-changing demons. They had mystic powers by which they could appear in different ways. Just like Putana appeared as a very, very, very beautiful mother, woman. Vatsasura appeared as a very beautiful calf, and his plan was he moved amongst the various calves that were part of Krishna's herd of calves. And his plan was when unsuspecting, he would pounce upon Krishna and kill him, turn back into his form as a demon, kill Krishna, as if Krishna was something ordinary. So, being omniscient, Krishna immediately, besides he had relationship with each and every one of the cows and calves, so he knew this was not one of the calves, but he also knew, because he's omniscient, this entity, assuming the form of a calf, wants to kill me. So before the calf transformed back into a demon to attack Krishna, Krishna killed Vatsasura, whirling him around and around and around, and by centrifugal force he lost his life and lay dead. And the cowherd boys were shocked. Krishna killed the calf. He who was the protector of cows and calves just killed the calf. And Krishna explained, no, he wasn't a calf, he was a demon. They said, well, But he had the form of a calf, so you have to undergo some purification for killing a calf. And according to scripture, the purification is one must take bath in the Ganges to purify oneself from the killing of a calf or a cow. So Krishna agreed. As he had done at Manasi Ganga, he knew how to do such a thing. He placed the heel of his left foot into the ground, pushed down very hard, and a deep depression was formed in the ground, and he called with his mind, he called Ganga Devi to come and fill that depression, and there he took his bath. And from this Leela, the Manasi Ganga received her name. At the time of Krishna's pastimes, Manasi Ganga was much, much bigger than the present time because the whole of Govardhan Hill was much, much bigger than it is today. Some time passed, and in a religious ceremony or katha attended by Nanda and Yashoda, they heard a wonderful narration about the glories of Ganga Devi. They heard that one time Garuda, who had captured a serpent in his beak and was flying in the air, passing over Ganga, some water of Ganga splashed, just touched the body of the serpent. And at once, the serpent was transformed into a four-armed, transcendental form. And a vimana descended from the spiritual realm and took that serpent, now in a four-armed form, to the spiritual world because the waters of the Ganga are so purifying. So, Nanda and Yashoda became very inspired by this narration. And after discussing between them, they decided to make a pilgrimage to the Ganga. And as they were making preparations to make a pilgrimage to Ganga, little son Krishna inquired from them what preparations are they making, and they long, long journey to go to the Ganga. So Krishna said, there's no need. Just right here in Vrindavan, on top of Govardhan Hill, there's Manasi Ganga. And he said, no. Ganga is very far away. He said, no, please come, I'll show you. And as they approached Manasi Ganga, riding on the waves of Manasi Ganga appeared Ganga Devi herself, riding on her crocodile carrier. Nanda and Yashoda then believed their son. Yes, this is Ganga, none different than Ganga. So they didn't take their journey. They just took their bath in Manasi Ganga. And that's the story of the appearance of Manasi Ganga. And there are many other references made to Manasi Ganga. One of them is in Gopal Champu by Jiva Goswami. Very beautiful leela. When we go back down the hill and look straight ahead, you'll see a large temple, and you'll hear a lot of noise because there's a lot of people over there, and they're worshiping the mouth of Govardhan Hill, as called Mukharavind. Govardhan is said to be shaped like a peacock, with the northern part where the eyes of the peacock are, Radhakund and Shamakund. And we're going to go to the far end where the tail or Punch, or Punchari is. And the middle part of Ganga, of Govardhan, is the belly, or the mid part of the peacocks, whose legs are like sitting on a branch. And sometimes a peacock will tuck her head down. And so the mouth of Govardhan is here. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur confirmed. The mouth of Govardhan is here. Later on the other side of Govardhan Hill, we'll find another place where Ballabha Sampradaya, different than Lord Chaitanya's Sampradaya, they accept another place as the tongue of Govardhan, or the mouth of Govardhan. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur confirmed this is the mouth of Govardhan. We're not going to be stopping at Radhakund, but in the perimeters of Radhakund is the tongue of Govardhan, which was discovered by Raghunath Das Goswami. And one can go there and offer sweets or milk or various items to the tongue of Govardhan, right by the side of Govindaji temple. So keep going a little bit further along that side of Manasi Ganga. You'll see there's a little indentation, a place where the Manasi Ganga goes this way and then Manasi Ganga goes this way. That's the very place where the following pastime described in Gopal Champu occurred. A pastime between Radha and Krishna. So as I mentioned, Manasi Ganga was much wider and bigger than today. So sometimes the gopis would cross this narrow area, which is behind my back here, this Dan Nivartan Kund. It's a narrow area of Govardhan Hill. They would sometimes cross in that direction. And sometimes they would cross in this direction, crossing a boat, carrying their dairy products. So one time the gopis wanted to cross Manasi Ganga by boat, a number of gopis, and there was only one boatman, a blackish one. And he was lying in the boat, taking it easy. And the gopis came and negotiated a price for crossing Manasi Ganga in his boat. Once they got in the boatman said, "It's a long way to cross Manasi Ganga, and I'm very hungry. You're going to have to give me something to eat so I can make the long journey across the Manasi Ganga." So they fed him many, many, many things from their pots. And after eating so much, the boatman said, "I need to take a little nap on my left side before I finish the rest of the journey across Manasi Ganga." And then he began rowing, and as he was rowing, the boatman was Krishna, by the way, by his transcendental arrangement, storm came over the whole of Manasi Ganga, and wind and torrents of rain were coming, and water started coming over the side of the boat, and the boatman said to the gopis, "This is a very dangerous situation. I think there's too much weight in the boat. The boat might sink. You're going to have to throw the dairy products over the side of the boat." So, hearing the experienced boatman giving his advice like this, the gopis threw all the milk pots and butter pots and yogurt pots into Manasi Ganga. But the storm continued. Strong winds. And the boatman said, "Very difficult situation. Too much weight in the boat. We may sink. You should remove all of your jewelry and throw your jewelry into Manasi Ganga to make it lighter." So they did like that. And the rain was coming so much, all their clothing became soaking wet and very heavy. So Krishna said, I think you have to throw your clothes over the side of the boat also. And Radharani said, if you don't get us to the other side, we'll throw you in the Manasi Ganga. So Krishna kept rowing and rowing, and he had a little plug in the bottom of the boat, and he moved the plug so the water would come in, and he was tilting this way and tilting that way, and Radharani became very afraid, and she grabbed a hold of the boatman and said, please take us safely to the other side. But as she put her arms around the boatman, she felt his flute stuck in the back. And then she realized that it was Krishna, her beloved Shyamasundar. So once his disguised Leela was revealed, Krishna safely kept all the storm disappeared, the wind stopped, and the rain stopped, and for the rest of the day, the gopis and Krishna had wonderful pastimes in the boat at Manasi Ganga. Sometimes you've seen that nice painting where they're riding in the boat. Krishna's reclining and Radharani's there and the gopis are singing and rowing the boat. Here at Manasi Ganga, this wonderful pastime took place, described in Gopal Champu. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Vrindavan, of course, one of the places he came to was Govardhan Hill. And according to Chaitanya Charitamrita, he began his Govardhan Parikrama from Manasi Ganga. And Prabhupada writes, it's a good place to begin one's Govardhan Parikrama. Take some water from Govardhan Hill, from Manasi Ganga, see Hari Dev, and begin one's parikrama around Govardhan Hill. Going a little bit further around Manasi Ganga, going whatever that direction is, I guess west, there's a very tall tower. That's the tower or the dome of the Chakaleshwara Mahadev temple. Chakaleshwara was given its name because when the Govardhan Leela was taking place, to keep the water from drowning the inhabitants underneath Govardhan Hill, Krishna arranged for Sudarshan Chakra to circumambulate around Govardhan Hill to keep all the water evaporated, moving very, very fast. And at the end of 7 days, Sudarshan was very tired. So he requested Krishna a place to rest. So the place that was given for him to rest was over there. Chakaleshwara is Tila, is the hill, and a deity of Lord Shiva was installed by Vajranab, one of the five essential Lord Shiva lingas. So in that same area, which is also chosen by Sarup Damodar, by Sanatan Goswami, as a place where he kept his bhajan kutir. There's a very famous and fabulous pastime. The one I mentioned, the Govardhan Shila, that Sanatan Goswami circumambulated, was kept there. At some point in time, because this is by a body of water, and during certain season, mosquitoes proliferate a lot. And so mosquitoes were disturbing Sanatan Goswami's bhajan to the point where he decided he was going to leave. So as he was preparing to leave that place, one sadhu, who was Lord Shiva in disguise, came and approached him and said, where are you going? Too many mosquitoes. I'm disturbing my bhajan. No, please stay. I'll make an arrangement that there's no more mosquitoes, I promise you. Please don't go. Lord Shiva wanted Sanatan Goswami's association. So Sanatan Goswami said, very well, I'll stay one more day. And if the mosquitoes, the disturbance goes away, then I'll stay. So However, Lord Shiva arranged, all the mosquitoes went away, and to this day, that area has no mosquitoes, so they say. I've never been there during the mosquito season, but that's what they say. Lord Shiva appreciated so much Sanatan Goswami's association, he made this arrangement. So that's in that area, Chakaleshwara, Mahadev. Now right here where we are is the Haridev deity. As you see, it's a form of Krishna with his left arm raised. Now they have a cloth covering above where his hand is raised. But sometimes I've been here when their cloth isn't there. And you can see Govardhan Hill, at least painted above where his left hand is raised. But it's the form of Haridev. We're going to hear when we reach Govindakund about the Haridev form of Govardhan. And the history behind the Haridev deity goes way back to the time of Krishna's pastimes, where one time here at Manasi Ganga, the gopis were to meet Krishna. And there was an appointed time. And Krishna was late. And one moment seemed like millions of years had passed, and there were many moments. The gopis were in great anxiety. So they started calling out his name. Haridev! 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 And suddenly, the deity of Haridev appeared before them, pacifying their hearts in the absence of Shamasundar coming to meet with them. And so it is said that they regularly worshipped that Haridev deity to pacify their feelings of separation from Krishna. And then later, the great grandson of Krishna, Vajranab, installed a Haridev deity here at the Haridev temple. As fate would have it, time destroys things. And the Haridev deity became lost to obscurity. So, the history says that one of the generals in Emperor Akbar's army was the same Raj Man Singh who built the Govindaji temple, which we're going to see before we leave Braja on this coming Sunday. And his father built this Haridev deity. Now this is remarkable because they weren't Vaishnavas. They're part of the Mughal Empire. But they had a great appreciation for Krishna Bhakti. And so they built this temple. But some 90 years later, Aurangzeb came along and knocked off the top of the temple. He was the opposite kind of a person. And when that invasion came, just as many of the deities, I kept saying that Dinabandhu was going to tell us about the removal of the deities from Vrindavan, but he never told us. Right? I'm surprised. Because the Lalita Devi pastime has so much to do with, anyway, the Lalita temple. Vrindadevi's temple. So, in any case, many of the deities went to Jaipur, but Haridev deity went to another place in UP, near Kanpur, a place called Rajdhani. And I always wondered that Rajdhani Express. It's a place near Kanpur. And the deity of Haridev was taken there for safety. And it is said that somebody stole the deity. The whereabouts of the original Haridev deity that Vajranab installed is, its whereabouts is unknown. So the deity that's here is a replacement deity, a Pratibhu deity. Here's a short description of Lord Chaitanya's visit to the Haridev temple. Mad with ecstatic love, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to the village known as Govardhan. It was there that he saw the deity of Haridev and offered his obeisances. Then he began to dance before the deity. Hearing of the Lord's wonderful dancing activities, all the people came to see him. One can imagine. Lord Chaitanya is dancing in this hall. All the people heard about his miraculous dancing and they all came to see. Dancing and dancing before the Haridev deity. The little temple that we visited, when we came in, we passed by Manasi Ganga, Mukharavind, Chalkaleshwar Mahadev, and we went up the hill a little bit. That's a temple of Manasi Devi. Manasi Devi is none different than Yogamaya. Here, particularly for Braj, Manasi Devi is one of the four main goddesses or devis that were established here in Brajadham. Vrinda Devi, where we visited the other day with Dinabandhu, that's one of them. Vrinda Devi. And in Vrindavan town, we're going to go visit there on our final day, Yogamaya, or just outside of the Gopeshwara Mahadev temple is another Devi. In Mathura is Patalashwari Devi, and here is Manasi Devi. These goddesses or devis give their blessings for one who prays to them sincerely, just as the internal potency gives us access into the realm of devotional service. One may get the opportunity to get Krishna's full blessings by entering into the holy dham in the proper mood. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered his respects here when he came to Manasi Ganga. So, we're going to go back out and go along the parikrama path through the town of Govardhan. When you look at the aerial view of Govardhan Hill, this is an urban area, Govardhan Town. I'm going to make a few lefts and rights, so stay together. If we have that system with the people with the flags, in case you get lost, someone, you turn right, turn left. We're going to pass, before we reach the ISKCON Govardhan Temple, we're going to pass Dangati. Dangati is a place where a wonderful pastime, which we'll narrate at ISKCON Govardhan, took place. One of the taxing pastimes of Krishna. Very, very famous one, especially famous one amongst the so many taxing pastimes. The people who are in charge over there, they'll be very enthusiastic for you to come and see Radharani's footprint. And they'll be more than that enthusiastic to have you give them some money. So, just be on notice. So, we'll just pay our respects and keep on going. So, next stop is ISKCON Govardhan, still on the eastern side of Govardhan Hill. So if you get lost, that's our next stop. That's where breakfast will be served. And the devotees there will direct you when you get there, where we'll go to take prasadam, and then we'll have some additional katha. Haridev ki, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Manasi Ganga ki, Gopremanandi Haribol.